Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I am Chip Brim, and this is Billy's Boy. And today, in the next few days, Mom's giving me the microphone. She's in Israel, so I'm going to coach you. That's what I do. That's my background. God blessed me in the coaching field and baseball for many championships, and he said now's the time to help him coach and train champions for him, and that's what I'm doing. So I want to speak in behalf of Mom and everybody at Prayer Mountain and Champions for Christ and thank you, the partners and the listeners, and how much you have no idea how much you mean to us over the years, and that you have allowed us to speak into your lives. And God connected us as a team, and we need to be teammates. I mean, everybody needs to be on a team together. Everyone accomplishes more. And one thing you should know about us here at Prayer Mountain and Champions for Christ, we love to win and hate to lose. So if you would allow me, please, 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 for the next day or two, to coach you and train you. And it may not tickle your ears, but it will be well worth it in the long haul, and it'll up your victories. And so what coaching is, and if you allow me to do it, and I think, you know, a lot of people's problem is they're not coachable. They're not teachable. They are to a certain point. But if you ever get an athlete, when I was coaching and he was unteachable or uncoachable, he would never reach his potential. He never would, because he would get to a place where he would start resenting the coach or whatever, the instruction, and he thought he would know it all. But there's a lot of people out, even in the, you know, Christians, that think they may know it all, and we always need to be coached or taught. But I want to, coaching, what it is convincing you and correcting you and warning you and encouraging you, and but mostly it's training you. And the key word that I'm going to go over today in the next few days is train. And I believe with all my heart, when I came into the ministry from the sports world, I was a little bit in culture shock, if not a lot, that this is not going on more. And I know that there were great men and women who have done it, and we need to pick it up as a church. And what I'm talking about is training. When I was in New Mexico, I was doing a meeting, and I was praying in my, in my hotel room and going over the notes that God had given me and getting ready to do another camp meeting there. And I wanted to preach this new stuff, and it was good stuff. It was stuff from God that he had given me. But the Lord, I could sense the Holy Spirit wanted me to preach this. Well, I had already preached that there. So I was trying to tell the Lord that in case he'd forgotten. And so I'm over trying to get my notes for the new stuff. And finally, I just wrestled all day with the Holy Spirit about this is what I want you to teach. So I called even somebody from the church and I said, haven't I preached this here? And he said, oh yeah. And he even quoted some of the stories and scriptures. And so I'm like, God, see, I've already preached that here. And so I'm going through it. And finally, the Lord just lowers the boom on me. I mean, he just comes and tells me, listen, this is how it's got to be. And what he said was this to me, because I was trying to talk him into, I had already preached that service, that sermon. And he said this to me. He said, I didn't call you to entertain the church. I called you to train the church. Now, there's a big difference between entertain and train. And I'm going to tell you something, people. If there's any pastors out there, if there's any listening, if there's any music directors or praise and worship leaders, we are not called to entertain. And we live in an entertain era like never before in the history of the church. We live in an era, everything's entertainment, everything's new, everything's fresh. And so he reminded me of my calling. I thought back in my office, it was 15 minutes before practice, and here's what he said to me. He said, now's the time. I'm getting ready to go to practice. And I said, God, how can I preach? All I know how to do is coach. Now listen for the words train here. And I didn't know that they were in there so much until now. He said, I said to him, all I know how to do is coach. I don't know how to preach. And he said, did I not help you train champions in baseball for 14 years? And I said, yes, Lord, and I give you all the glory. And there was that word train. He said, then I will help you train champions for me because I'm coming back for a champion church. So there it was again. I helped you here train, and you train champions. I'll help you here train the church. But training has to happen. And I said, Lord, you did call me to help train. You're helping me train the church. And the Lord said to me, there's nothing wrong with entertaining. God created entertainment. But what has happened is it's not supposed to be in the church. The church is not, the church is the training ground. It's not an entertainment stage. And the Lord said, I mean, can you think about how entertaining it will be in heaven? There will be great entertainment. The Holy Spirit is very entertaining. But the problem is the church is not the place for it. Satan has perverted entertainment. There are a lot of great things that we can do with radio. There's a lot of things we can do with television, internet, movies, all of these things. But Satan will pervert it every way he can. Now, it can be entertainment. And God, see, the thing about God is he wants to give us the desires of our heart. He likes for us to be entertained. He wants that. But the church is not the place. It is a training ground. And I'm going to tell you, it's all through the Bible on how it is a training ground. And the problem is that the Lord showed me is we live in this entertainment society. We can't go out and live in a closet. We live in this. We have televisions. We go to movies. There are good movies and bad movies, good TV, bad TV, whatever. But we come in that entertain mode, and we like to be entertained in society. Entertain mode is this. It's we want something new. We want something fresh. We want something exciting and fun and not boring and definitely not repetitive and interesting and dramatic and something that gives us goosebumps and, you know, we want new stuff. And we live in this time of movies, TVs, internets, computers, phones, video games, sports, and iPads. But the thing about it is we have come into the church with the mindset, entertain me, not train me. Now, that's the whole point. We do not need to be Christians who come to church going, entertain me, instead of saying, train me. And if you think of entertainment, let's compare entertainment, entertaining, and training. Entertaining is, you know, if you're a comedian and you don't have new stuff, the people will stop coming. They want new, fresh movies. Think about movies. Was Rocky 1 enough for all of us? No, we wanted Rocky 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. I don't know what number we're on, 27? Is Rocky still alive? I don't know. But 1 was not enough. We liked it. We want more. If 1 was enough, then why are we not still watching Rocky 1 for 20 years later? Well, some of us like to go back and watch it, but you know that wouldn't work. I'm in the studio here with Randy Laughlin, and he's going to be giving his input every once in a while. Look at this, Star Wars. We wanted it so different that start backwards. Let's do something new, something cool. And they went backwards, I don't know how many we have, but then there's just don't leave out the teens, High School Musical 1, 2, and 3, and then the kids, Shrek 1, 2, 3, and then the final chapter, and whatever it might be. Sitcoms, they'll get canceled because they're boring. You got to have fresh. I remember one guy that I knew in the music business, and he had so much pressure on him because if you don't come up with a number one hit every 6 months, you are going to be a one-hit wonder. You're going to be on VH1, and you're going to be made fun of for years. Now, that... See, it politics. Now, we were voting for a president not too long ago, and everybody knows who I'm talking about, and I'm not trying to, but I don't have a problem with you voting for who you want to vote for, but have issues, whatever you're voting for him for, you know, don't just go up and say, oh, well, I want change. I was hearing that. They were on national television interviews going to people, and they said, well, what are you basing your vote on? Well, I just want change. I just want change. We just need something new. That's not good enough for me. Tell, you know, if you have different issues, that's fine, but change, just something new? See, and that shows you what era and society we're living in. And we must identify this problem, but not let it in our spiritual lives or in the house of God, because we are in the army of the Lord. And the last time I checked, any Army I know of has basic training. Training, training, training. Those, you go to the Army in the natural, you're going to be trained over and over and over. And that's what training is. Training is repetition. That's what training is. If I'm a baseball coach and when I was coaching and I wanted somebody to learn how to hit a slider, I had to train him over and over and over until there was, it was easy. He just reacted. There was no effort, no thought. It became natural to him. He doesn't have time to sit there and think when a 90-some mile-an-hour pitch is coming. He can't think. The last thing he needs to do is think. He needs to react. He needs his muscle memory, and because he's been so trained to just react. And that's what we need. That's what the Christians need. We need training so where we can react. We have so much faith in us, so much love in us. We've been trained so much that we're just reacting in love. We're reacting in faith. We're reacting in giving. We're reacting, and it's not happening that way. And I'll tell you why, because there's not enough training. So pastors and preachers and evangelists, train. Don't let the spirit of fear of repetition get on you. Train. Train them, train them. If the Lord wants, I remember mom one time, when she told me, she did a meeting one time and the Lord told her 4 nights in a row, preach the same sermon word for word. Now, I don't know, first of all, I don't know how many ministers would do that, would be obedient enough to do that. And that would be tough to do. It was tough for me to just do it one more time in a row. And the Lord said, listen, Chip, I didn't call you. Anybody who's called, you were not called to entertain. You were called to train. Train the body of Christ. Train His army in these last days. And, you know, I think of some times where God said, you want to see some training in the Bible where it's everywhere. We'll talk about it more some tomorrow. But God said to Joshua 3 times, be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Did I not command thee to be? That's repetition. Then after all those 3 that he tells him, he says, now, Joshua, meditate on it day and night. What's that? Training. Get this thing down. People, that's training 101. So we're going to talk about it more, but I just want you to know that when you go to church and you encourage your pastors, encourage your ministers, and thank God for them that when you hear a sermon again, high five somebody, chest bump somebody, get excited about it and tell somebody that we are being trained. I want to thank you for listening today to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you'd like any more information about Billy Brim Ministries or my ministries, Champions for Christ, you can log on to www.billybrim.org or www.champions4christ.org. And don't forget about our youth rally coming up July 25th through the 29th, the world's greatest youth rally. Don't miss it. Me, Billy Brim, Steve Munns, Jeremy Pearson's Go Ministries. And or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. And we are just fired up about the Lord. And make sure that you stay tuned with us even tomorrow. And may God bless you, and shalom.